And then these two ladies came from the Presbyterian Church. And they were our first two visitors. I just remember that distinctly. And Mr. was a Baptist.
Just call him Walter.
Well, I thought I needed to call him Mr. on the record. Well, anyway, he was a Baptist and I was a Methodist. And all the time we lived in Alpharetta with four children, going to church and everything, I went to the Methodist church and I took two children with me. And he went to the Baptist church with his mother and took two children. And after a month
Amy,
or something,
you
changed every quarter. When the Sunday school.
Then we swapped children. So I took the other two children with me. We were so scared that we were going to let them be Baptist or Methodist, you know. So we were going to let them later decide what they wanted to do, I guess. And this was an interesting thing because there came a time at Christmas time after the children got bigger. You see, Amy was sixth grade by the time we got ready to move to Roswell. And so something was said at the Baptist church. Some of the children over there said, well, which church are you going to for Christmas? And our children said, both of them, I guess, you know. And they said, well, that isn't fair. You have no right to go to both Christmases. So when we got ready to move to Roswell, we were deciding that pretty soon we were going to have to make some definite decisions about what we were going to do about church because the children are getting big enough to know something about it. Then my husband decided that he would investigate and see what Presbyterians believed and see if there was too much difference, you know. And of course, Mr. being Baptist was certainly not going to believe in infant baptism. Baptists don't believe in that. So he wasn't going to do infant baptism. And he had to find out about that. And our youngest child was 1 year old when we moved here. And so that child was young enough to be baptized, you know. He didn't want that to happen. And so he talked then definitely a long time, several weeks, to the Presbyterian minister that we had. And he finally decided that he would give up his Baptist if I would give up the Methodist, and we would move into neutral ground. That's how we came to be Presbyterians. We're nothing any more than looking for neutral territory. But the Presbyterians served communion with people seated in the seats like the Baptists. And by that time, Effie was past being an infant, and we didn't have to worry about that. She could make up her own mind and decide what church to join when she got a whole lot older. And he didn't like the fact that the Methodist church had preachers. You get a good preacher and you could hold him 4 years, but after that the Methodists would move him on somewhere else, you know. Mm-hmm. They switched him around. And so he didn't think that was right. He didn't like that. So he finally decided he could do Presbyterians because they elected their own preachers and kept them as long as they wanted to. So that's how we ended up in the Presbyterian Church. I thought we would tell about the inside of the Roswell store.
Yeah.
Because the Roswell store was a department store. It had everything from the cradle to the grave.
Wow.
There, you know. Some of it was upstairs and some of it was out in the back somewhere. But anyhow, it had everything that you could think of to be bought and sold. And the part that we knew, of course, was the grocery side and the dry goods side.